The Kármán line, best understood as the line where Earth ends and outer space begins, some 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface. The United Nations too has historically accepted the Kármán line as the boundary of space, and if one wishes to earn astronaut wings, then he or she has to cross the Kármán line. Richard Branson's spaceship Unity. Branson and Bezos. Named after the Hungarian aerospace pioneer Theodor von Kármán, the Kármán line has come into focus since Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos traveled to the edge of space last month, thus heralding a new business segment, space tourism. Watching the Earth in its full splendor and experiencing weightlessness was a moment of a lifetime for both the pioneers and definite visionaries. The millions spent on both the missions by Branson and Bezos came up for sharp criticism from some quarters who harbor doubts about space tourism. But with several rich vying for tickets to savor the experience, I am absolutely certain that space tourism is here to stay, and in fact we never know what this may lead to in the future. Branson and Bezos undoubtedly have created a new business model in a new market. Jeff Bezos' new Shepard space rocket. My understanding of the Kármán line. However, I have a different take on the Kármán line and the achievements and or the heavy spending by Branson and Bezos. For me, what is important is the realization of the dream and the vision of two men who defied the odds and made possible something which appeared unthinkable and was even laughed upon. The Kármán line for me is the line below which you have your comfort zone and above which is the unknown, the untraveled, the untested and the risky. Branson and Bezos dared to dream and had the courage to travel beyond their Kármán line. Therefore, we all need to assess our Kármán line and should keep trying and striving to cross it and bring the uncomfortable into our comfort zone. Let's dare to dream and then pull all stops in realizing it. Let's keep redefining our Kármán line.